Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 19th and 20th verses of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم. لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Indeed, those who like that immorality should be spread among those who have believed will have a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter. And Allah knows, and you do not know.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
And if it had not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, and because Allah is kind and merciful.
Dear listeners, the point that we can say is that in this verse, for leaving no doubt, the words are changed from expressing a private phenomenon into statement of a general and comprehensive rule. I mean, it should be known that interest in spreading indecency is sometimes materialized by tongue and pen, and sometimes by setting up some centers of abomination and wickedness, encouraging others to commit sin, providing others with facilities for doing wrong actions and committing sin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "One who hears or sees something about a believer and retells it for others is among the examples of this verse." إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He is from among those who love that indecency is spread concerning those who believe. So this verse, as a general and comprehensive rule, states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Verily, those who love that indecency is spread concerning the life of those who believe. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. For those will be a painful punishment in the world and hereafter. It is worth studying, worth noting, that the verse does not say those who spread indecency, but it says الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةِ. Those who love that indecency should be spread. And this is the ultimate emphasis on this field. In other words, it says it must not be thought that such insistence and emphasis is just for the sake that the wife of the Prophet ﷺ or someone as important as her is accused. But if such a thing happens to anyone and to every faithful person, this emphasis, this insistence will be applied to that person because other aspects will be added to it. And we must pay careful attention to the fact that spreading indecency is not allocated to only spreading false, baseless accusations of a faithful man and woman and to accuse them of an unchaste action. This is only one example. And this verse, of course it is general, is not limited to it. This phrase has got a very wide concept. This verse involves every kind of corruption, every kind of spreading indecency and giving help to its development. Of course, in the Holy Quran, the Arabic word fahisha or fahsha is mostly applied to sexual deviations, but philologically speaking, as Raghib says in the Book of Mufradat, fuhsh and fahsha refer to any kind of behavior and speech that the obscenity of it is very bad and great.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, as it is said in the Holy Quran, it is sometimes used in the vast meaning. I mean, the word fahisha and fahsha is used as a general term, although it is mostly used and applied to sexual deviations and obscenity in honor, but it has a general meaning. And those who shun the great sins and indecencies, this is what the Holy Quran says. So the extent of the concept of a verse gets completely clear. It is so general. But the sentence, "theirs will be a painful punishment in the world and hereafter," may refer to religiously prescribed punishments, those social reactions and individual gloomy consequences that in this very world will catch those who commit these actions. Moreover, their deprivation from the right of testimony and their condemnation to disgrace and iniquity are also its other worldly signs. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us.
If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.